What do you make of the statement today that the club have concluded negotiations with Sequentia?
Well, I'm actually pleased. At least it's gone one way or the other. I think it's very important for the club, and the club must always come first. That, you know, the fans get behind Terry and Dick now, and you know, try and get us out of the situation that we're in. Try and get up the table. You know, I think that's. I personally thought the Sequentia offer was a great one. Dick and Terry disagreed. That's life, you know. And I must say, being an ex-chairman of Doncaster Rovers, a very stress-free environment, which I have missed for the last 15 years.
So you've not got any regrets then?
No. I had a great 15 years. I'm absolutely delighted. You know, that this whole thing has been put to bed. I wasn't convinced I would ever come back anyway, even if Sequentia, you know, sort of won the day. I agreed with what they were doing because it was a big investment. I think that's what was required. But, you know, Terry and Dick can invest now, and I'm sure they will. I'm sure they'll give it the best shot. I felt that the years we worked together, 5 or 6 years, whatever it was, we did our best for the club, the three of us. And I'm sure they'll also do the best. And you know, and from my perspective, I'm very proud of my record, 15 years. And you know, I'm still a Doncaster Rovers fan, so I think it's important that everyone gets behind the team now and stops talking about various deals. It's over. It's finished. Let's get behind the team. My only regret is I couldn't say goodbye to all my faithful friends in the you know, the keep moat. But you can't have everything, and at least I don't have to say goodbye to at least I can say goodbye to the people that run the Vikings, because they've been a thorn in my side for quite a few months, and I'll be certainly glad to delete that particular part of my life.
Is that it then? I mean, is Kevin Phelan and Sequentia, are they accepting that that's it as well?
I honestly don't know. Probably so, yeah. I think they've done the best, and, you know, I think the decision's now been made, so let Terry and Dick get on with it. Let's, you know, cause I'm speaking as a fan now, let's get behind Paul Dickoff, and obviously with all the injuries, we need the fans really to help us out, because, you know, we've got some really tough games coming up, QPR and, you know, Leeds and Bolton away and Birmingham away. You know, they're tough games.
Is it true that they've acquired your shares? And if they have, what are they going to do with those shares now?
I don't want to discuss that, because that's a sort of personal thing, and I'll discuss it with the people that I need to discuss it with. It's not a general thing I want to talk about, to be honest.
Do you think the fans...
All I'm saying is that, you know, I've had a great 15 years. I'm pleased as punch out that the way things went in the main. I'm also pleased as punch that I can relax, have a stress-free time. I'm not getting the Vikings and all these various small groups at me. You know, I'll leave that to somebody else now.
You've called there for the fans to get behind the team now.
Yeah.
Do you think they will accept it? I mean, they're not going to have John Ryan anymore. They're not going to have this investment coming in. Do you think they will accept the status quo?
Well, you know, they might as well accept it. I've accepted it. And, you know, that's... Nothing lasts forever. I mean, I did well for the last 15 years. You know, deals like Sequentia deal don't come along again. I honestly don't believe that will ever happen again. But, you know, Terry and Dick might be the best thing now. So let them have their go.
And the club is financially sound, to your understanding, isn't it, John?
Yeah.
Your departure and the fact that the investment's not coming in now, there's no financial issues there that could hurt the club.
Well, Terry and Dick aren't exactly poor, are they? So, as far as I know, everything's fine. But, of course, I don't know anything now. Don't forget, I resigned on the 9th of November. I've had no further contact from the club. I think they want to really eradicate me from history. But I hope the fans remember me for what I did over the 15 years. Because I noticed in, you know, one of the websites, Sean O'Driscoll was sacked today, and some of the comments on there, you know, sort of crowing about him being sacked. You know, I think it's very sad when he brought us the, you know, the most lovely football. I mean, you know, it's like people that have a go at me. You say, hang on just a minute. He did a lot for the club. Just show him a bit of respect.
Does it upset you, stuff like that then, John? And, you know, you've talked been eradicated.
Well, the winners, you know, tell the history, don't they? The winners always tell the history. If you lose a battle, they tell the history. But I don't want to go into that. I just think it's important now that the decision's been made. I understand they bought another rugby club out. We don't end up with some great rugby clubs and a poor football club. But anyway, the decision's been made. I have nothing to do with it anyway, really. So good luck, and let's hope we can get out this, out the relegation zone and get up the table a bit.